Here now, joining us from Prime Stage Theater, we have Wayne Brenda and also Doug Baker and Molly Jones. I'm going to turn to Doug and Molly. First, our town is going to be opening up in just about a week. Your run's going to be beginning. Molly, you've played Emily in the play. First of all, you probably encountered this book in school. Did you have to read it? This is one of those, I always think of this as a book, pretty much it's part of most curriculums, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the first time I read it, I was in sixth grade.
Really?
Yes. I read it and I pretty much rolled my eyes at it because I was young and I was like, okay, you know, that was a nice play, but I'm ready to move on. And this past summer, before auditioning, I reread it, and I ended up just sobbing at the end. And I found myself so engrossed in the story, and to me, it was so different from the last time I had read it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm going to go to the matinee on October 18th. And it's been a long time since I've seen the play. Tell me a little bit about Emily as a character or a little bit about the play from your perspective.
Well, Emily, I think she is a girl growing up in Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. She ranges in age, but in the second act, she's 16. And she's really an intelligent person. She feels a lot. She's very perceptive. And she's never afraid to put people, to tell them when they're stepping out of line. And I think she just loves with all of her heart. And she, you know, she lives life as she does.
Now, playing that character must be something, given how you felt about the play emotionally when you read it. How has your preparation gone so far?
It's gone pretty well. I've had a lot of support from Prime Stage and Doug and my family and friends. I've done a lot of outside work, which has really helped me. And it's just so far, it's coming really well.
Oh, great. And we'll meet Doug in just a moment, who is the person that plays George. But before we do, let's learn a little bit more about Molly Jones. You grew up in Pittsburgh?
Yes,
and you're a senior at St. Clair High School.
Mm-hmm.
And where is St. Clair?
It's in Upper St. Clair, which is right next to Mount Lebanon and Bethel Park.
And have you thought about college at all or studies after school?
Yes, I have. That's a big question.
Yeah, I'll bet. Do you think acting is what you would like to do?
Yes, right now. It's what I'm applying to college for, if I'll actually get in for acting. I'm also planning on doing a double major in English.
Excellent. Where have you applied?
Oh, boy. Well, let me hold on. I need to count off on my fingers. CMU, NYU, Boston University, Emerson, Ithaca, Hofstra, Arcadia, Northwestern, DePaul, and University of Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it's good. It's a good thing you're not applying to any like really hard to get into schools.
Oh yeah!
Wow, that's a lot. I can't believe in October already you've got that many. I know when it was my senior year of high school, I know quite well that at Thanksgiving time I had no applications filled out because I can remember being kind of told by my parents that I ought to rectify that. Well, terrific. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening? We know Eleanor is listening, Doug's mother-in-law. But is there anybody you might want to say hi to?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. If you're listening, I don't know. You might be asleep.
Well, we expect you to be listening. Well, let's meet Doug Baker. And Eleanor called a little earlier, and it was nice to talk with her. She said nice things about you.
I'm happy to hear that.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Doug. Where are you from? And a little bit about your acting background.
Okay, yeah, I'm originally from Lawrence, Kansas.
I've been to Lawrence, Kansas.
Have you really?
It's very flat there.
Well, yeah.
How long did you spend in Lawrence before you came to Pittsburgh?
I've been out in Pennsylvania for 5 years now.
Okay, Did it shock you when, when I've been to Lawrence, and of course it's flat in Lawrence, but I mean, as somebody who spent most of his time in Pittsburgh, it's just amazing to me that you can look down a street and see, a considerable distance. Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in the mountains in Idaho. My dad had a harebrained idea to start a gold mine, so I used to spend my summers up living by the river.
I hear that can be a real gold mine.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing that. Your dad isn't Ralph Cramden or Fred Flintstone.
No.
Your mother-in-law is listening. I should be kidding. He really started a gold mine?
Yeah, that one didn't work out well, but...
Huh. Well, that's a good thing for trying.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I went to college at Grove City College.
Uh-huh.
And then I just got married, and so my wife and I live here in Pittsburgh.
Well, congratulations. We're on WSAJ in Grove City.
Yeah,
so any of your Grove City folks that haven't, moved, that are still within the area there probably are able to hear you this morning. Tell me about your experience with the play. You play George, and my recollection is we have a narrator, George and Emily, and that's it, right? Are those the main characters? Or are there some other supporting characters as well?
You have Mr. Webb and Doc Gibbs.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And they actually seem to be pretty big characters, Mr. and Mrs. Webb.
I forgot about the two of them. But you guys are really the bulk of the play, George and Emily.
Emily's sort of the focus of the play, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have memories of reading this play in junior high or high school, middle school?
You know, somehow I missed this play. And majored in literature in college and missed it yet again. So I read this play for the first time, I believe, after I got cast in it. So,
oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, you're about to hear a scene from our town. Wayne Brenda's here, too. Wayne, is there anything you want to mention? We'll mention the show times and everything, but anything about the scene that you should mention to set it up?
Basically, this is one of the most familiar scenes in the play between George and Lemony. Usually when there is an acting scene done or something that's done in high school, this is the scene that is done. So this is like the fiddly, the wedding song and Fiddler on the Roof from our town.
Well, it's a pleasure now. So try to imagine, be careful if you're driving, but try to take yourself to Grover's Corners now in New Hampshire. With Doug Baker and Molly Jones, respectively, as George and Emily in Thornton Wilder's Our Town.
Emily, why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
Well, you've been treating me so funny lately.
Well, since you ask me, might as well say it right out, George. Oh, goodbye, Miss Corcoran.
Goodbye, Miss Corcoran. What is it?
I don't like the whole change that's come over you in the last year. Well, I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but I've just got to tell the truth and shame the devil.
A change? What do you mean?
Well, up to a year ago, I used to like you a lot, and I used to watch you while you did everything, because we'd been friends for so long. And then you began spending all your time at baseball, and you never stopped to speak to anyone anymore. Not to really speak, not even to your own family. You didn't. And George, it's a fact. Ever since you've been elected captain, you've gotten awful conceited and stuck up, and all the girls say so. And it hurts me to hear them say it, but I've got to agree with them a little because it's the truth.
Gosh, Emily. I never thought that such a thing was happening to me. Well, I guess it's hard for a fella not to have some faults creep into his character.
Well, I always expect a man to be perfect, and I think he should be.
Oh, I don't think it's possible to be perfect, Emily.
Well, my father is. And as far as I can see, your father is. There's no reason on earth why you shouldn't be as well.
Well, I feel it's the other way around, that men aren't naturally good, but girls are.
Oh, well, you might as well know right now that I am not perfect. It's not as easy for a girl to be as perfect as a man because, well, we girls are more nervous. No, I'm sorry I said all that about you. I don't know what made me say it.
Emily.
Now I can see it's not the truth at all, and I suddenly feel that it's not important anyway.
Emily, would you like to get an ice cream soda or something before you go home?
Well, thank you. I would.
Do Two strawberry ice cream sodas, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, they're so expensive.
No, don't think of that, Emily. We're celebrating our election. And then do you know what else I'm celebrating?
No.
I'm celebrating because I've got a friend who tells me all the things that ought to be told me.
Oh, George, please don't think of that. I don't know why I said it. It's not true.
No, Emily, you stick to it. I'm glad you spoke to me like you did. But you'll see. I'm going to change so quick. You bet I'm going to change. And Emily, I want to ask you a favor.
What?
Emily, if I go away to State Agriculture College next year, will you write me a letter once in a while?
I certainly will. I certainly will, George. It certainly seems like being away 3 years, you'd get out of touch with things. Maybe letters from Grover's Corners wouldn't be so interesting after a while. Grover's Corners isn't a very important place when you think of all New Hampshire, but I think it's a very nice town.
The day wouldn't come when I wouldn't want to know everything about our town. I know that's true, Emily.
Well, I'll try to make the letters interesting.
That's Molly Jones as Emily, along with Doug Baker as George. Congratulations. I think the play is going to do well. Now it opens a week from today, and you'll have a chance to see it the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Friday, Saturday, and let me sure I have that right. That's Saturday, the 17th and 18th, which is Saturday and Sunday, and then the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday and Saturday shows are evenings, and then there's two Sunday matinees, the 17th through the 25th. You can go to primestage.com for more information. Wayne, in terms of audience for this, do you know what roughly the runtime is? And how would you, do you think kids maybe over 8 or 9 would enjoy this?
Absolutely. And the runtime is about 2 hours. And one of the things we try to keep things around 2 hours because of the student matinees as well. So the show runs about 2 hours. And for those, I know we do have a little bit of an interesting thing. The two Sundays are the same time as a Steelers game.
Uh-huh.
But we will keep people appraised of what the scores are. And you'll be able to see the fourth quarter. You know, so it'll be done before the fourth quarter. So there's no reason why they can't come to see our town.
I don't think I'm going to be there on one of the Sundays, and
yes.
I don't think it'll be. I'll be there on the 18th, and I think you can do both. It won't be too much trouble.
Absolutely, you can. And the one other thing when you're talking about the ages too, and as Molly was saying, this really is a show that really starts in sixth grade, and it's a show basically for the whole family, for the entire family to see. And one of the things that's interesting, if people have seen Our Town before, this is decidedly a younger show. The stage manager is a younger man, not the older man. So we're looking for connections between young people and families and the story. And the even the set, if they go to our website at primestage.com, they'll see a picture of the model of the set, and just see how intimate and how small this is going to be. So it's really going to be quite a nice experience for everybody.
Well, that sounds great. The new Hazlett Theater is the location, which is a great place to see theater. It's got a nice thrust stage, depending on, I don't know how you're going to configure it.
This is actually going to be in the round this
time. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That should be fun. What else is coming up in Prime Stage this season?
Well, then we have in February, March, we're doing Tuesdays with Maury. And again, this is a story of this is a season of stories, and so that's the one that's coming up then. And then we're closing the season with Romeo and Juliet. So, and again, we're talking young people playing young people. They're young people in the show, age-appropriate casting, and it's going to be fun. We've got a good season, I think, ahead.
Excellent. More information is at primestage.com. You can also phone 724-773-0700. And again, Our Town runs October 17th through the 25th. And Doug Baker, Molly Jones, thank you for being here. You did a terrific job with the scene, Wayne Brenda.
Yes.
Thanks. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I'd just like to come out and see Doug and Molly and really get a chance to become Our Town and see Our Town and celebrate your town at Our Town. And I want to thank Doug and Molly for being here today.
Thanks again. And hopefully you'll get a chance to enjoy Our Town presented by Prime Stage.